Once again, guys, this is the Prince of Investment with your host, Prince Dyke, coming to you guys all the way live from the beautiful state of Honolulu, Hawaii, via Denver, Colorado. So as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys don't have a lot of guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it.
What up? It's your boy, Vigo Saatchi. This is the Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
We're going to talk about what are REITs and how do they work. It's in the description box. But for the people that are catching this for on the playback, the podcast, all that's catching this live right now, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, comment, share button. Drop some comments if you got questions below and all that other great stuff. But the thing about it, we're going to talk about what are REITs and how do they work with me, your host. So what are REITs? REITs is an acronym for Real Estate Investment Trust. It was created in the 60s to give ordinary people an opportunity to be able to invest into real estate. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you today that, hey, I'm the best real estate person in the world. I know every single thing about REITs. But the thing about it, what I'm going to do in this episode is we're going to talk about what are REITs, what are some of the advantages, the disadvantages, how to be able to get involved with them, a general understanding of how they work, and I may do something a little bit more detailed later on. So what are REITs? REITs are real estate investment trusts, right? We all know what real estate is. You know, these are things like houses, land, apartments, you know, all type, you know, industrial, all type of ways of real estate. But to the average everyday person, to be able to get involved with real estate, you have to have a good credit score, you may have to put some money down, all type of things you may have to do. I'm not going to unwrap the ravelings of all the different ways you can get involved with real estate and how much money you need and with no money and things like that. What we're going to talk about, the simple ways for you to get involved into real estate. So this was created in the 60s just for people to have the opportunity to be able to profit from real estate. So essentially what a REITs are, you can purchase them from, places like brokers, TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, Scottrade, things like that. Those are places you can purchase them from. You purchase them just like a stock. They are essentially, they have the formulation of almost like a mutual fund, not like a mutual fund, but they're a bucket. Inside of that bucket, they may go out and say, hey, we want to raise money. They IPO, they are initial public offering. They raise money, so when you purchase the stock or you purchase the REIT, you turn your money over to a group of investors. Those group of investors, depending on what type of REIT it is, they may go out and buy houses or they may buy particular mortgages. And with those, you know, there's other ways to do it too, but to give you a prime example, two ways, houses or mortgage. And, you know, when you pay your mortgage, you pay interest on your mortgage, right? So REITs can be set up that way to where they capitalize off someone paying their particular mortgage. On the other end, what REITs do is they go out and do the traditional way. They go out and get an apartment or a house, and they rent it out. And when people pay their rent, that creates cash flow back into the REITs. So the thing about the SEC, they're regulated by the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission. And what the Securities Exchange Commission does is they require that 90% of the holdings inside of a REIT must be inside of real estate, right? So what it does is it goes out, it takes the money, it buys things, buys all type of real estate, houses, or whatever the case can be. A lot of them set up different. You have to read, and, you know, I'm not telling you every one of them set up the exact same way, but they go out, they purchase particular homes, and when they purchase homes, just like anybody else who pays their mortgage or who pays their rent, the money is fed back into the funds, and when the money is put inside of the funds, the money is distributed back out to the shareholders. Almost kind of like the concept of almost like a real estate group. The thing, now let's go over some of the advantages of a REIT, right? The thing about it is some REITs go for 30, 40, 50, 100 bucks per share, right? So someone who only has 30, 40, 50, 100 bucks a share, they can now take advantage of a REIT. So an average everyday person actually has the opportunity and chance to be able to be involved with a REIT, like someone who's listening to this now. And also, it's a great way to diversify your portfolio without having to make a big, you know, commitment on purchase. We all know most mortgages are 15-year, 30-year mortgages, right? So you don't have to make that big of a commitment. And if you want to diversify your portfolio, you want to add real estate to your portfolio, instead of going out having to buy a piece of land or property or whatnot, you can look into something called REITs. I hope I'm saying this right. A real estate investment trust. So it's a simple way that you can get involved. That's the advantage. One of the disadvantages, one of the major disadvantages that I see with REITs, they don't gain the value that traditional real estate earns. For prime example, I lived in Hawaii for a couple of years. You know, you talk about a housing market that's just, you know, going up over the last 3 years. I definitely know I can speak of. And with that being said, is if you bought a house, let's say for $400,000 in Hawaii 3 years ago, and you just held on to it, and you can sell it for $500 or $600, you know, a few years later, right? Most, you know, you're making 25%, but you're making $100,000 off a $400,000 investment that you didn't even put up. You just made the commitment for it and walked away with, you know, a nice piece of money, right? The things with real estate investment trust, they usually don't grow like that. You know, you don't really, I don't see too many real estate investment trusts just doubling and tripling and quadrupling over themselves. It may be some out there, but they typically move like a stock. So when they move like a stock, for someone who goes out here, who has good credit, who has the income, who can afford it, and who has the know-how, they may go out, they may rent a property, right? They may buy a particular property, then rent it out, right? They may buy a piece of property, rent it out. The property may cost them $400,000. You know, they're not paying it. They may have to put some money down or didn't put some money down. They can turn around and sell the property for $500,000-$600,000 a year or two later. And, you know, their profit is going in $100,000-$200,000 off of just, you know, making a commitment, taking the risk of making the commitment to be able to pay that. The thing about it is with real estate investment trust, you don't see them move like that. They typically move like the stock market. Now, let's go back to the advantage side of the house. Earlier, I spoke about one of the advantages that anybody, but a lot of people have access to real estate investment trust. And with that being said, because it's so cheap to get into, right? It's almost like buying or purchasing a stock. So the other positive side is that most REITs pay a ninth dividend. And what I mean by paying a ninth dividend, their dividends are usually something they can run anywhere between 3% to 4% to 5%, right? And it's a very easy way to diversify your portfolio. That's why, you know, that's one of the advantages, but the disadvantage is if you think you're just going to grab it and it's going to replace traditional real estate investment trust, right? Now, the other thing about it is, yes, you can go out and start your own real estate group, but the thing about it is that it's regulated by the SEC. What I mean by it's regulated by the SEC, the SEC requires that they hold certain amounts of funds inside of a, you know, they must hold a certain amount of funds, or the funds must be in some type of real estate, right? So they're regulated. Every quarter, they must put in quarterly reports. So now another way, like I spoke on earlier, I have a detailed video on the Investor Show YouTube channel. We have a step-by-step video on how to find REITs with E-Trade and TD Ameritrade. Those are like the top two brokers that people utilize. So I have a step-by-step video. It's not as simple to find them, but I have a video to help you use filters on TD Ameritrade to help you add real estate into your particular portfolio. Now, one of the reasons why I say that adding real estate is a good thing and something that I'm currently exploring the option of doing, getting more involved into real estate, is that it diversifies your portfolio. Like we always speak about having so much money in equities, so much money in bonds, so much money into real estate. So these are ways you spread your money out depending on how the market may move and how things may go. So that's one of the great ways to easily diversify your portfolio and to get involved with REITs and how you can purchase them. Now, also with that, another simple way, if you're someone who doesn't have a E-Trade, a Scott Trade account, or not Scott Trade, because I know TD Ameritrade purchased them, but an E-Trade account, One of the ways you can look into doing a REIT is, you can get inside of a REIT and, one of the good ways of actually utilizing a REIT to your advantage is it's a great way that you can, something you can look into, an easy way for kids to start out and to get a little taste of real estate. So if you have a 529, not a 529 plan, but a brokerage account for your child that you opened up and you want to kind of give them a little dabble of taste in real estate, this is the way to do it. They also pay nice dividends. Now, one of the disadvantages I just thought of that I forgot to mention earlier is that REITs usually pay a nice little dividend, you know, talking 3-5% dividend, because they're collecting money from their tenants paying, or they're collecting interest off mortgage. That money is falling into your account. At the end of the year, Uncle Sam is going to want a piece. That's just how it goes, right? So you can end up paying taxes on money that you probably didn't even utilize. So depending on your taxes, depending on the way you're set up in taxes, it could increase your tax liability because of the dividends that you're collecting out of the REIT. Even if you have those dividends reinvested, those dividends are still being reported and you still are accountable to pay taxes on them. So that's another, some people consider that as a disadvantage, depending on your tax situation, depending on your tax bracket, all that other type of good stuff. So those are things you must consider when you are looking to purchase a real estate investment trust. I will advise you to do your own particular research to learn more about real estate investment trust. And what I lost my train of thought on earlier, I was speaking about, if you don't have TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, or Scottrade account, one way you still can look into REITs is you can just Google, just use the word Google, REIT stock numbers, not numbers, but REIT stock symbols. And those symbols will return you particular investments that you can go off, symbols that you can look up and do your own research and look inside of REITs. All REITs are not the same. Some REITs have different objectives. There are equity REITs, there are mortgage REITs, and there's another type that I can't even remember REITs. So look inside of them to find out more about them. But it's an easy way and a great way to add real estate to your portfolio without the traditional way, a non-traditional way to add real estate to your portfolio. Also, it's very cheap and inexpensive to get into, and it doesn't require commitment because it pretty much trades like a stock. So I hope that helped you guys. You know, we talked about what are REITs, how to purchase them. We talked about some of the advantages. We talked about some of the disadvantages. We briefly spoke about how they worked, the different types they are, who they're regulated for, why they were created. Why they were created is very important. To me, I always like to see why is this here? Why, you know, is this, you know, a thing? And, you know, from what I read in research, it was created in the 60s to give people a chance with real estate investment trusts. Here this is 2018. I don't know too many people that even brought up real estate investment trusts. So look inside of that. That's a quick and easy way to add real estate to your portfolio. So, as always, guys, stay tuned here. Next week, we'll be coming in live all the way from Omaha, Nebraska. We'll be airing there and showing some stuff here on Think Tech Hawaii at the great Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway 2018 meeting. If you haven't seen the coverage of the 2017 meeting, please stop and take the chance to go look at the 7-minute documentary, because I will be making another one this year. So as always, my name is Prince Dykes. I'm not going to be here for too long. My name is Prince Dykes. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope this video will help you. Don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Until the next podcast, cartoon, or whatever you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.